Texte numéro 75. The real cost of upsetting the work-life balance. A connection between bad bosses and bad health has long been suspected, but has been hard to confirm. Now new research shows that a manager's approach to work-life balance predicts just how likely his or her employees are to have a heart attack or a stroke, catastrophic events that cost $25 billion a year, according to the Conference Board of Canada. That sum includes disability benefits, hospital care and drugs, but doesn't come close to measuring the human costs, the family relationships, expertise and human capital lost when an employee burns out or, worse, dies prematurely. Ratios of 2 to 6 times the likelihood of multiple cardiovascular risk factors were found in workers whose managers were rigid about work-family conflicts, according to the study published by a professor of epidemiology at Harvard University, a neuroscientist at Harvard Medical School, and their colleagues. The study of almost 400 healthcare workers and their managers found that inflexible managerial practices predicted with incredible accuracy the cardiovascular status and sleep patterns of staff. Managers who think that work is work and home is home and that employees must leave family issues at home when they come to work are most likely to put employees at risk, one of the researchers said. We think that inflexible managers are causing them, the employees, to sleep less, and that also increases their cardiovascular risk. Workers who were supervised by inflexible managers were twice as likely to accumulate multiple risk factors as other employees, and the odds increased to 6 times the risk for those working directly with patients. Other research also links workplace pressures to heart disease. A 15-year Danish study of 12,000 nurses found that the more the nurses struggled with inflexible schedules and managers, the more likely they were to have a heart attack. Interestingly, the danger was most acute for nurses under 50. The question is what to do with this information, especially at a time when many people, workers and employees alike, feel it's a privilege simply to be employed. But given the massive costs involved, doing nothing is riskier than teaching managers how to help their employees, and training programs need not be expensive. In a 2008 research report, for example, a professor of organizational behavior at Michigan State University described training supermarket managers on how to provide support to staff. She found that a 30-minute computer tutorial followed by a 75-minute face-to-face discussion with managers was all it took to improve blood pressure levels, heart rates, quality of sleep, and job attitudes in their employees. Adapted from The Globe and Mail, December 2010.